All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone here in 2017, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, yesterday saw former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko decide to call it a career, and at this point, you can't blame him. Klitschko is 41 years of age. He has a record of 64-5 with 53 knockouts, but he lost his last two contests. You go back a few years ago when Klitschko lost to Tyson Fury in November of 2015, and he lost via unanimous decision. And, you know, he has been trying to get the rematch of Fury, and Fury kept postponing it, claiming injuries that he really didn't have. And, of course, we know the drug issues that Fury has had to deal with, and he kept Klitschko in limbo. Klitschko did come back to fight Anthony Joshua this past April, and it was a darn good fight. I mean, Klitschko put it out there. He left it all on the line. He got dropped by Joshua. He came back and dropped Joshua, and then, of course, Anthony Joshua was able to win by knockout over Klitschko in the 11th round at Wembley Stadium. But I'll tell you like this, even in defeat, Vladimir Klitschko went out fighting, and he went down like a true champion. This is a guy that for 9 years held on to the IBF, WBO, and IBO heavyweight championships. And, you know, he was a dominant heavyweight in a weak era for the heavyweight division. But at the same time, you can't hold that against him because he simply went out there and fought the people who were put in front of him. He was a big guy. And, you know, he really intimidated people by that powerful jab. Now, of course, as he got older, that jab lost some of its sizzle. And you can go back to his victory over Bryant Jennings in April of 2015 at Madison Square Garden. And you can see that because, to me, I thought that the contest was a draw. I did not think that Klitschko deserved to get a unanimous decision, but he got that because of his name. And for Vlad, I mean, he dominated for so long. I think that's going to be one of the biggest things that people remember him by. Of course, you know, his brother Vitaly was also a former heavyweight champion. And of course, they never met in the ring due to the fact that they made a promise to their mother as seeing her two sons fight in the boxing ring would break her heart. But you look at both Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko and how they put the country of Ukraine on their back. And I think it's only going to be a matter of time before you see Vladimir headed to the Hall of Fame. In the end, I think Klitschko has absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. 64-5 at the heavyweight division is nothing to sneeze at. You're talking about a guy that was the heavyweight champion of the world for nearly a decade. And now it's time for him to ride off into the sunset and start the next chapter of his life. So, I mean, the heavyweight division is on its way back with the likes of Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. But a guy like Vladimir Klitschko cannot be overlooked as far as his place goes in the annals of boxing history. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.